From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session coming to you from the Steve Nelson Performance Space. And back with me for the first time in quite some time, out in support of a brand new record called Gold, Sister Sparrow and some Dirty Birds. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back. It's nice to see you.
Yes, great to be back. Thank you. This is a beautiful space.
Quite a bit has happened in your world since you were last here.
Yes.
You had a baby.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Not one of the Dirty Birds that are here, however.
Is the baby? Oh. I was like, no, we had to leave him home this time. But
that's got to be a little tough.
It is tough. It's very tough.
Because he's still young.
Pretty. He is. He's about a year and a half. And we used to bring him on the road a lot when we first started up touring again when he was about 6 months old. And it was easier because he slept a lot and, you know, wasn't running around. Now he's ruling the roost. So we can't really strap him in a car seat for too long.
I will say, in looking for photos online of you for promotion, I noticed you have new mom biceps.
Oh.
I was like, well, I don't remember those last time. Oh, that's why.
It's a real thing. Well, also, I have a very large child. He's massive. I mean, especially compared to the size of me. So I've been basically deadlifting 30 pounds all day long every day for a year and a half.
Congratulations are also in order for you guys entering your second decade as a band.
Thank you.
It's been over 10 years
now.
Does that seem crazy?
It's super crazy.
I was looking through band roster, and there are now, 10 and a half, 11 years in, there are as many past members as there are current members of this
band.
Yes. What has it been like to manage, to maintain, to replace, and to keep moving forward as an ensemble?
It's been a really interesting road. You know, I think about that sometimes, that the only original members are my brother and myself, and basically Phil Rodriguez, but we did have like two or three other trumpet players before that, but it feels like he's been with us forever. But it's just, we've seen so many things, we've done so many gigs, you know. It's funny to realize the history that has come before even this current lineup, and it feels like the current lineup has been with us forever, you know. So it's really an interesting thing. And I was talking to Phil earlier when we were driving up. He's like, remember when you were here last time? And I'm like, I don't remember this place at all.
No.
But my memory, because of all the experiences that we have had, I feel like there's only so much room for the memories to stay in your catalog. So I feel like we've just been through so much, so many miles. But it's great. It's good to, this new project kind of shifted the sound a little bit and kind of opened my horizons a little bit as a, you know, working closely with the producer and as a songwriter and stuff. So it was fun to kind of grow a little bit on that side as well, while we were still trying to, well, also having a baby was pretty crazy.
Well, I definitely want to talk about the record, because the sound, as you mentioned, is somewhat different. And then we've gone and shifted it again today.
Right.
In our studio, and kind of a Sunday churchy sound for the setup. So you mentioned Phil, who is back again this time. Who else have you brought in with
you
today?
So we've got Jackson, my brother, and he's playing lap steel as well as harmonica, which is sort of a new thing. And also we've added keys. So Nat Osborne is playing piano, which is a brand new thing for us as a band. And it's something I've always wanted to have, because I write songs on piano, so it makes sense to have a piano player, but we never did before because there were too many people in the band before.
Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds are my guests live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is out on 30 Tigers. It's called Gold. What do you guys want to do first?
I want to do a song called Can't Get You Off My Mind first.
I'm gonna have to be the one to talk to you, but I don't mind, 'cause you look that good. Oh, when I see you standing outside smoking on a cigarette, asking you for a lot, you said that I should probably quit. Something true, and maybe I'm crazy, baby, but I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't, no, I can't get too good to be true. Oh yes, but maybe I'm crazy, baby, for thinking this is something true. And maybe I'm crazy, baby, but I can't get you off my mind, from the love to your green eyes, having an magical mind in a real, real, real love time. Ooh, I can't get you off my mind. Oh, come on and hold me tight, having an magical mind in a real, real, real love, and in a real, real, real love, oh, in a real, real, real love time.
That is Sister Sparrow with the Dirty Birds in our studio today from the record called Gold, just out this last fall. That one is called Can't Get You Off My Mind. Arlie and Jackson Kincheloe, Phil Rodriguez, Nat Osborne in our studio today. Let's talk about this record. This was described by you as more of a solo project, though not exclusively a project of you. You had co-writes, you had a new producer that you worked with to create a sound that, if I understand correctly, you brought to the project via a playlist of songs that you wanted to sort of cull from?
Yeah, that was part of it. I also just had a sort of a vision, and the song Gold was the seedling for the whole thing. Actually, I co-wrote that with the producer, Carter, and that's how I realized I wanted him to produce the record. So we just had a writing session together, and he had produced the demo track, and I just thought that he really understood what I was going for, and that it was, I felt like if he could do that so easily and so well in one day, like what could he do with a whole record? So he really just got what I was going for, this sort of vintage vibe, but with a modern sort of twist and using some elements that we have never, you know, dived into before, like some hip hop stuff and, you know, like different sounds that we have never done as a band, because usually when we record records, we all get in a room and do a lot of it, you know, live tracking together, which is wonderful. But I feel like we did a lot of records like that, and I really wanted to explore another side of doing it. Mm. And it was really fun, but it was also sort of like I had just had a baby, so I was a little limited as to what I could do. So the hours were really kind of wacky.
You had 90 good minutes at a time.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So I kind of had to work that way, and it was easier to just do it one-on-one with Carter. And it, you know, it was really fun too. We really got to know each other, and it was like 6 months basically of studio time. But like I said, I could only do so much every day. Right. So
the last one you did up in Woodinville, Washington, if I remember right. And where'd you record this one?
Yeah. So this one we recorded in Greenpoint in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, The Weather Below was done at Bear Creek Studios. So, that was done all in 3 weeks, and it was all of us living on site at the studio. So that was a totally different experience.
A way different feel.
Right. Yeah.
I know you guys are going to do the title track in a much different configuration than what appears on the record. I mean, a lot has been made out of a subtle shift to more of a pop-sounding soul versus the horn, you know, the horn soul of the previous record. Mm-hmm. But we have taken this back down to its truly soulful roots for a performance here in our studio. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks. This is the first time we'll really have played it this way, so I hope you like it.
And we're making use of our grand piano that has also been slightly prepared by Nat with a little bit of gaff tape. All right, so looking forward to it. Sister Sparrow with the Dirty Birds in the studio today. The new record is called Gold. Information is online at sistersparrow.com. This is the title track.
I got patience, I can wait. You've been taking all damn day. Better show up and know what you need to say. Fool, you know you gotta dig in, dig into me to find all this something inside of me. Set it free and you. There's no secret to please me. You make it harder than it needs to be. I know you can't be a mind. You better show up, know what you mean to me.
Slowed down, mellowed out, and extremely cool. That is Gold, the title track from the new record. Sister Sparrow and the Dirty Birds are my guests today in the studio. Arlie and Jackson Kinchelo, Phil Rodriguez on trumpet and percussion, and Nat Osborne playing our piano. It is wonderful to see you.
It's so great to be back. Thank you.
Thanks for coming back and visiting with us.
Fun time. We were missing a few Dirty Birds, and we figured we would try to do it anyway. And
it worked out.
We had such a great time. Thank you.